Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. And you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And that's also called the same number for at 7 p.m. to hear a mighty word from Pastor Kathy. Amen. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. So at this time, I would say a short prayer, and after the prayer, I would like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifests a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Amen. Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. At this time, I'd like to acknowledge my guests online. God bless you. How are you this evening?
God bless you. I love your Holy Spirit. Like I tell my clients every day, keep that life in you and keep the energy in you. No matter how old in wisdom and older in wisdom we get, let no one take that light from you. Oh, it is beautiful to hear such a thing on this planet today.
Amen. Praise be to God. So.
I love you.
Well, thank you. I love you too. Praise God. So we are going to continue. At this time, I'm going to play another selection. After the selection, then I will come back with a prayer. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. just who I am. Just let me be who I am to you. And consider when God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed, but you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
Can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
Amen. Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and grace, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise be to God.
said the Lord always before me.
I've
let your name, Lord, I worship you.
Oh,
hallelujah. Lord, I live for you. Forever I am your Lord. Your name, Lord, I worship you.
I worship you.
Oh, I can.
I come
with a heart of worship. A heart of worship. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For I will look unto the altar and of my faith. Come on, let's take it higher.
I live for you.
I live for you.
I die in you.
For I have said the Lord always before me. Because
you
on my right hand, I shall not be moved. I bless your name.
Hallelujah, I live for you. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, This is a Time. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms 89, verse 15. And it says, Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. My second scripture reading is coming from Hebrews 13 and 8, And it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. My third scripture reading is coming from Isaiah 41 and 13. And it says, For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, Do not fear, I will help you. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Again, the title of this devotional message is, This is a time in your life when you must learn to let go of loved ones, of possessions, of control. In order to let go of something that is precious to you, you need to rest in my presence where you are complete. Take time to bask in the light of my love. As you relax more and more, your grasping hand gradually opens up, releasing your prized possession into my care. You can feel secure even in the midst of catastrophe, changes through awareness of my continual presence. The one who never leaves you is the same one who never changed. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Praise be to God. As you release more and more things into my care, remember that I am never let go of your hand. Herein lies your security, which no one and no circumstances can take from you. I pray that this devotional message was an inspiration unto you as it was unto me. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you place in our hearts. We trust you today with everything that we are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another at 7 p.m., our very own associate, Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts with a mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light. there was light, and it was good. Let me tell you about it.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. There were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him.
Call on him.
Pleaded with the Lord to heal.
Call on him.
Down on my knees, I called on him. Hey.
Call on him.
All of a sudden, I heard a voice singing deep down inside. Trials and tribulations, and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing, the God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call him. Speaking way deep down inside, he's saying, see?
Father God, we remain forever grateful for our homes, for our work, and for our families. And we pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who mourn, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Keeps my mind, the grace you've shown towards me. I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Follow me, I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me. Thank you.
lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Praise be to God. In John 8 and 47 in the CSB Bible says, the one who is from God listens to God's words. This is why you don't listen, because you are not from God. The title is Listening to God. Amen. Sometimes God speaks loudly and clearly. More often, he speaks in a quiet voice. And if you are wise, you will be listening carefully when he does. To do so, you must carve out quiet moments each day to study his word and sense his direction. Amen. Can you quiet yourself long enough to listen to your conscience? Are you attuned to the subtle guidance of your intuition? Are you willing to pray sincerely and then to wait quietly for God's response? Hopefully so. Usually, God refrains from sending his messages on stone tablets or city billboards. More often, he communicates in subtle ways. If you sincerely desire to hear his voice, you must listen carefully, and you must do so in the silent corners of your quiet, willing heart. When we come to Jesus stripped of pretensions, with a needy spirit ready to listen, he meets us at the point of need. In the soul searching of our lives, we are to stay quiet so we can hear him say all that he wants to say to us in our hearts. The first service one owns to others in the fellowship consists in listening to them, just as love of God begins in listening to his word. So the beginning of love for the brethren in learning to listen to them. The center of power is not to be found in summit meetings or in peace conferences. It is not in Peking or Washington or the United Nations, but rather where a child of God prays in the power of the Spirit for God's will to be done in her or his life, in his or her home, and in the world around him or her. God is trying to get our attention. Are we listening? Isaiah 41 and 1 in the CSB says, "Be silent before me." Proverbs 28 and 9 in the MSG, "God has no use for the prayers of the people who won't listen to him." Proverbs 3:5-6 in the CSB says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Think about him in all your ways, and he will guide you on the right path." Deuteronomy 13 and 4 in the CSB says, "You must follow the Lord your God and fear him. You must keep his commands and listen to his voice. You must worship him and remain faithful to him." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, give us the wisdom to be a good listener. Help us listen carefully to our family, to our friends, and most importantly, to you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, and we are almost at the ending of our first hour of Pray One for Another. We're about to get ready to go into the second hour where our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a mighty word from God. So while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection. To God be the glory.
I know life can be a blip sometimes. Seems like as soon as you get one step forward, it'll knock you back three steps. Listen here. You might be feeling that life is getting you down. Just can't win. I know a savior who died for your sin.
jumping feels.
Quickening spirit.
Quickening spirit.
Quickening spirit.
Quickening spirit.
Quickening spirit.
Get your healing.
Quickening spirit.
You don't have to be alone
with no one you call your own.
Don't have to worry.
You'll be in a hurry.
A lawyer in the courtroom.
Doctor in the sick bed.
Anytime you need a friend,
you'll be there to the very end.
Quickness spirit.
Victory is mine. Today is mine. Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap. Praise, because victory is ours. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
Doing awesome, thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
I had a thing up. I was listening to that lady. Oh, my God. She was screaming that thing out. Victory is mine. Hallelujah. I said, look at her using every ounce of her being to get that word on out. My goodness. You know, when they say loving on God is contagious, it really is. Yes. Because I'm telling you, I was listening to her, and no matter what mode I would have found myself in, after hearing her, I'd have been like, oh, wait a minute, victory is mine.
Amen.
It sure is mine. Oh, yes. It's all is mine. My goodness, glory to God. That's the kind of mode she just put everybody. Well, let me take it back. That's the kind of mode she should have put everybody in.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, she was screaming that thing, which means she meant what she was saying.
Come on now.
Victory was heard. I'll tell you, we got an awesome, awesome, awesome word. Thank God.
Woo!
Thank God we have an awesome word. Before I get into this word, though, I want to share this with y'all. Make you put on your thinking caps. Okay.
Okay.
I told a young lady, I said, I'm going to need me some donuts. I got to have some donuts. And so she said, Dunkin' Donuts? I said, no, not no Dunkin' Donuts. I want the real ordeal.
Crispy cream.
So she said, what's wrong with Dunkin' Donuts? I said, you know, Dunkin' Donuts is outdated. They got all kind of donuts now. Caramel, candy out. They got all kind of donuts going on and on. Oh, God, I love you. God, I love you. I was going on. I said, no, I don't need some donuts, you know, like that. And he said, I can bring some. Nah, I need my donuts now. I was just acting a fool because I just had a taste for donuts.
Okay.
So, we let it go. I went on home and everything. I need y'all to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I need y'all to hear what the Spirit is saying. The next day I got there, and we doing out there. Oh, no, don't think she brought me no donuts. She didn't bring me no donuts. Somebody trying to get ahead of me said, I know she brought donuts. No, sir. There was another lady there that I didn't really know. She came in with a whole box of Dunkin' Donuts. I said, Dunkin' Donuts? What's that about? I said, wow, she got Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm thinking, whenever you get out of your meeting, I'm going in there to get me one of them donuts. Because y'all, when y'all in the meeting, y'all don't eat everything. Well, I strolled on to the back. They wasn't having no meeting. She had her donuts in her office. I said, uh-oh. The chances of me getting one might be slim because she don't know me. She's not going to come out and say, Kathy, you want it? She don't know me. I said, oh, man. So I went back up to the front, and it dawned on me, hey, they took the key and never gave it back yesterday. So I strolled into her office. Look at her. I said, did y'all get the key from yesterday? And she said, no, I only got the key that was given to her by the other lady. So I said, let me see. I said, how you get this kind of key? Because it looks like a nail. She said, well, she gave it to me. I said, I said, if she gave you that one, what's the other one? Because she had it on her key ring, so I didn't recognize that was the key that I was looking for. So I said, oh, well, okay. I thought maybe you still had the key. She said, no, this is all I got. I'll get ready to walk on out, and the lady across from her said, would you like to have one of our donuts? Y'all know I'm crazy. I tell on myself. To the lady, after about 5 minutes of laughing, because I couldn't stop laughing, she said, what? What? I was rolling. So I looked at the lady. I said, okay, I have to tell y'all the truth. I didn't come in here to see you about no key. I was following them donuts. Trying to make sure I could get a donut. So I figured if I put myself in a position where the donuts are, maybe I could get one. And so they started laughing so hard. And I said, I was holding the donut in my hand, rolling, hoping I wouldn't drop the donut because I couldn't stop laughing. So the girl says, look what the girl says. She says, well, I went to Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. She said, I went to Dunkin' Donuts to get 6 donuts, and they gave me a dozen. I didn't realize until I got in the car getting ready to eat one. She said, why they put so many in here? She said, well, they gave me a dozen instead of 6. I said, And I looked at her, I said, so you don't mind if I walk on out with this one? Because Lord knows I ain't come to see you about no key. I wanted a donut.
All right.
Now watch this. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God.
Come
this
on.
Is good right
tell
now.
It. Tell it.
This is good. Now, y'all know I listen to thing in the spirit. Me and the other young lady was going back and forth. She said, Dunkin' Donuts. I said, no. She said, Krispy Kreme. I said, I want fancy donuts. Right? And so she said, like, you know, they got caramel and they got candy. You know, she went into all these donuts. I said, yeah, like that, like that. Because Dunkin' Donuts is outdated. So I look at her. She said, you want glaze? I said, I like glaze, but I want something fancy. I said, I just want a donut. I got a taste. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Now, oh, my goodness. God, help me slow down, Holy Ghost, so I can get this out.
Yes.
So now, the woman comes in with a big old box of Dunkin' Donuts. I said, what you say? I didn't care what kind of donut it was. I was following that donut. Here's the thing. Thank you, God. God says, Kathy, I got to make sure that you hear my voice. Because I've told everybody, my sheep know my voice, and another they won't follow.
Okay.
You are one of my sheep. In fact, you are one of the sheep. God, I love you. You're one of the ones that when you turn around and you only see 99, you're one of the ones I can trust to say, hold that thought, and you'll go running after the other one. I said, ooh, God really loved me. He think all that? Ha! Ha!
Come on.
See, here's the thing. We think less of ourselves than God does. Why? Because we don't know ourselves the way he does.
That's
my
right.
goodness, glory to God.
Praise
so, him. Now, listen to what he said. He said, so, Kathy, I heard you asking for donuts. Mm-hmm. I also heard you say, oh, my goodness, glory to God. I also heard you say, no, I don't want no Dunkin' Donuts. I want something fancy.
Well.
He says, but I've got to prove my word through you. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to prove my word through you, Kathy. I say, huh? Now, all this is being said when I go in the girl office to get me a donut. He said, I got to prove my word to you. I said, well, what? When you want something real, real bad,
yes.
What do you care what brand it is?
Come.
If you need shoes, you think you're going to be saying, oh, no, I want me some Coke shoes, or I want me some DoorDash shoes, or I want some red bottom shoes. No. You're going to take them shoes and go on.
Come on.
So he says, you wanted a donut.
Or business could ever provide.
I wanted you to hear that it was me who brought the donut, and that's why I came through Dunkin' Donuts. I'm sitting there, because, you know, after the girl was talking, I'm sitting there going, God, look at you. Look at you, God, even a donut. You know what that means? The smallest, oh, my goodness, glory to God, the smallest of your desires.
Yes.
When you are seeking the kingdom of God, my goodness, glory to God. She want to get her nails done? I'll get her nails done. She want a donut? I'll send her a donut.
Yes.
But, oh, my goodness, glory to God, watch this. This is hot off the press, and this is not even my message. He says, I'll send her the donut.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Even though God sends the blessing to us, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's also saying, but you got to do something to get it.
Come on now.
The blessing don't just fall in your lap.
You
got
to
do your part to get it.
Yes.
So now, I seen the donuts go back there, and I'm trying to tell you, my lips were like, all I need is one. But guess what? Had I not got up to go back there to get the donut, I would have never got the donut.
All right.
Because, see, the lady doesn't know me. She wasn't going to come in there and offer me a donut.
Mm-hmm.
So I positioned myself where I could get a donut.
Yeah.
Now, to some of you that don't have your spiritual ears on, you talking about a donut. I'm not talking about a donut.
That's
I'm
right.
talking about the blessings of the Lord.
Come on now.
God blessed me because I was sitting there having a casual conversation with somebody, and God showed me. Even in that conversation, Kathy, I was in the midst. How did the donuts end up with it? The part that blessed me was she said, I only wanted six.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me 12. I said, oh, my God.
What a blessing. What
Come on now.
Blessing.
So because she had extra, her and her coworker, they was offering them out because they had extra. Anybody my goodness, glory to God.
Come on.
Anybody that came into their office, they offered a donut to.
Amen.
Ooh, God, I love you. So no matter what you're saying or what you're thinking, right now you've got to hear God saying, did I not tell you I would be in the midst?
Yes.
He's right there listening.
Yes,
everything you say. Every negative thing, positive thing.
Yes.
When you talk against him, when you glorify Satan, and watch this. Most people don't even know they glorify Satan. But they do. Because they're constantly like, oh, Satan was busy. He was after me. Oh, my God. He almost got me fired. He almost got my car taken. He almost, and they just making him seem like he's so,
so
much
important.
More than he really is. And he's not. Yes. He does not have that kind of power.
Come on,
only
Pastor.
God does. So rather than you saying, my God was with me, he made sure, even though it almost looked like I was going to lose my job, my God said, not this time. Even though it looked like I couldn't pay my rent, my God said, oh, my goodness, glory to God. And when you start changing your verbiage, rather than Satan was trying to get me, he almost took my job. He ordered and started saying, God kept me. God made sure I kept my job. God made sure my rent was paid. Come on now.
Yes.
That's how you glorify God and not Satan. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today. Thank you because you woke us up this morning. Clothes in our right minds. Divine healings in our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day.
Yes, you did.
We say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. Even on the highways and byways, when we couldn't see the danger and danger was near, you had your angels encamped around us that no hurt, harm, or danger would come upon us. And for that, we say thank you, oh God.
Thank
you allowed us to make it through another day.
Yes,
you took us to and fro and brought us back home.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you've done, doing, and are going to do. Now, Father God, as I get out of your way and allow you to use my being to speak this word, oh God, to the people, I pray that your word would not fall on deaf ears, oh God. My goodness, glory to God. That someone is going to hear your word and say, what must I do to be saved?
Yes, Lord.
Have your way right now, oh God. Let it come out in a manner that is pleasing unto you, that you and only you will draw all the others in. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Speak your word, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I'm so caught on the donut story. I almost forgot I had to preach. Jesus. I was stuck because so much happened in a split second.
Oh, yes.
In a split second when that girl came through the door with that donut, so much happened. And at that time, you had to hear God speaking. If not in tune, it would just look like somebody came to work with donuts and, oh, I was talking about donuts yesterday. I wanted one yesterday. You would have missed everything that God had just done to set you up for that blessing.
Absolutely.
My goodness, glory to God. And that's what happens with God's people. They miss the blessing because they weren't looking for it to come that way.
Right.
Woo! That's going to preach another day. But right now, here we go. Before I get into this word, the word of God tells us to give honor where honor is due. We thank God for the visionary, Apostle R.D. Wiggins, having gotten this program started. We thank God for him. We thank God for the host who was right by his side when they got started. And she was picking people up along the way. Come on, join, get on, get on. And so she was truly, oh my goodness, watch this. She was evangelizing before she knew he was going to make an evangelist. She didn't even know she was doing it.
That's
she was calling people up because I wanted to warn. She called them and said, no, just get on the line. All you got to do is listen. So she was calling a bunch of folks trying to get them in. And God said, look at her. She don't even know she already operating in her calling. My goodness. So we thank God for our very own evangelist Hilda,
God
is the
you.
Hope of Pray One for Another on Block Talk Radio. She's up there somewhere in New York, but we bless God for her. And she does everything for God with a spirit of excellence.
Amen.
She does it willingly, cheerfully. My goodness, when no one else is doing it but her, there's days she on the line alone. We thank
God
for her willingness to keep going. God, you asked me to do this, and I'm going to do it till I can't do it no more. So we bless God, and we honor this awesome woman of God. We thank God for Apostle Jackson, Dr. Verlene Turner, all of these people that started out with us and now they're in different parts of the vineyard, still doing the work of the Lord. They just out in different parts of the vineyard. We bless God for our very own Sister Barbara. She's our portress on Saturday mornings. I'm telling you, awesome woman of God. She comes forth mightily. Apostle Mother Wiggins, can't forget her.
Oh, no.
She used to be the one with the whip to just tear us up every time we try to go too far. So thank God for her. And God is blessing her and all of the desires of her heart. He's laid before her. And so we thank God that she's yet here to enjoy all of the things she was faithful enough to wait for. So we bless God for our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. We thank God for Lady Nadine standing by Apostle Wiggins. So thank God for, we got so many people that help on this broadcast. You have no idea how much work it takes in the behind the scenes. But anyway, I want to get into this work. But before I do, I have to give honor to the love of my life, Pastor Stephen Dubose, who is the senior pastor at Led by God Christian Ministries, and I am the co-pastor. So we both pastor at Led by God. So we thank God for Stephen and all that he does to make sure I'm ready and I make sure he's ready. So we thank God for what God is doing with us, through us, and for us. And we thank God for all of our listeners, whether you're on the radio, on the internet, on the telephone. Thank God. We don't take it lightly that you took time out of your day to get on. God bless you for that. We love you. Now I'm going to get into this word because it's just so, so good. It's good. Yes, it is. Here we go. Coming from Matthew 26, verses 40 and 41.
Praise be to God. I'm already in Matthew,
And we are also coming from Romans chapter 10, verses 17 and 18.
Amen.
That's in the back of your Bible. Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, here we go. What's next on? Thank you, God. Have your way. Matthew 26, 40 and 41. Then Jesus returned to the disciples and found them. Yeah, hold that thought for me for 1 second. You see what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. I'm so sorry, but I cannot roll without this one.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Thank you, Lord God. I tell you, Matthew 24, okay, yeah, thank you, Lord. Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44. You see, thank you, God. I tell you, and I'm looking at it going, well, whew, y'all just feel me 1 second.
Amen.
What did I say, Matthew 26, 24. Yeah, here we go.
42 through 44.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Okay, so, and it was such a good word, I was about to cry. Yeah. Okay, so Matthew 24, verses 42 and 43. That's all we need. Okay, now let's go. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Matthew 26, 40 and 41 says, then Jesus returned to the disciples and found them sleeping. Were you not able to keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter, watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Matthew 24:42 and 43. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day on which your Lord will come. But understand this, if the homeowner had known in which watch of known in which watch of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into.
Mm-hmm.
And Romans 10:17 and 18. Mm-hmm. Consequently, and I know that some of your Bibles may read differently, but just know that it's all going to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Consequently, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord. Ooh, but verse 18, this is the part I love. Verse 18 says, but I ask, did they not hear? Indeed they did. Their voice has gone, ooh, thank you, God. Their voice has gone out into all the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Their words to the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen. The
Amen.
Title of this message is Watch and Pray.
Watch.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I love this because God says there are so many times when we hear him. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Woo, Holy Ghost, don't make me jump, shout, run, and roll over. There are times when we hear him,
mm-hmm.
but we don't understand
mm-hmm.
that there's more to what he's saying. That's why he says, and all thy getting, get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you
yes.
only get half of the word, chances are you're only going to understand that part. But
yes.
the thing is, if you only understand that part, you miss out on everything he's really saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he says, don't add to it and don't take away from it.
That's right.
So when you hear my word, when I give you my word, you've got to embrace the whole thing.
Amen.
Because you can't take out the pieces you want to get the part of the message you want. You've got to hear the whole thing. Now, guess what? The title of this message is Watch and Pray. Now, it and this is true. He is saying no man knows the hour in which the Son of Man will return.
That's
no one
right.
knows when Jesus is coming nope. back. We don't know.
We
so
don't.
He's saying, and y'all just read it in his word. He says, so be ready at all times. You don't know when he's coming back.
We don't.
You want to be ready at all times because this is good. You don't know when he's coming and you don't want to get left.
Ooh,
well,
yeah.
my daddy, I told y'all my daddy was West Indian. My daddy, he would say, okay, y'all make sure you're ready at 5 o'clock because when I get there, I'm going to bump that horn and you all better be ready and come on down, get in this car, let's go. I got to get across that tri-board bridge before it gets busy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll be ready.
Mm-hmm.
We in the house running around playing, watching Little Rascals, all kind of things, just acting the fool. And when we look, It's 5 minutes to five.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hurry up. Get your coat. Now, see how stupid we was? We didn't get the things that we needed to take with it. We didn't get ready.
Mm-mm.
And then fool around. But
nope.
If you're fooling around and you're ready, it doesn't matter because you're still ready.
Right.
Right? But no, we fooling around then. When we see it's 5 to 5, we kind of get ready.
Okay.
And you wanted to go with my daddy because when my daddy take you, chances are you're going shopping. He going to be teaching you how to drive. He going to let you cook. He going to do all kind of stuff because they're West Indian and they're teaching you independence at a young age, things
mm-hmm.
that normal kids may not have gotten. And so we're like, yay, yay, we get ready to go for the weekend. And we run around, and by the time we look out the window, we go, is that him?
Mm.
And he bonked the horn. Boop! And we're like, oh, my God, hurry up. So we grab whatever we can, and we run down the stairs and trying to get outside because he said he's only going to bump one time.
Mm-mm.
He bumped that one time. We took off down the stairs. Slipped, kept going and everything else. Get outside. Station wagon is gone. And
what?
We looked around. And we looked around. Station wagon was gone. He was gone. He had a Cadillac, but he always kept a station wagon because he had a lot of kids. That's why. So we look out there and we go, okay, maybe he just went to the store. Maybe he just, he's gone. Now you already know you're going to have a miserable weekend because all those goodies you was getting ready to get,
mm-mm.
you're not going to get them because you got left.
Okay.
Why? Because you, see, don't focus on him leaving. Focus on you not being ready.
Ready. That's
right.
It.
And we know what this word is saying. God said, you don't know when I'm coming back or the Son of Man is coming back. You don't know when Christ is coming back. So you got to be ready. How you going to be ready?
Mm-hmm.
With your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't be living in sin saying, I'll give my life to Christ tomorrow. Oh, yeah. I'll give my life to Christ tomorrow. Woo, I got time. I ain't nothing but 20.
Mm-mm.
Or you saying, I ain't nothing but 50, but I'm healthy. My every time I go for my checkup, I'm good. I'm in good health. So, yeah, I got time.
Oh, no.
And so you doing like me and my sisters. You playing time.
Mm-hmm.
Which you really don't have.
That's right.
Time does not belong to us.
Nope.
It belongs to God. And when he say in his timing, when he returns, you have got to be ready or you're going to get left.
Yep.
And we know that when he first put the story out, the story, everybody pulls from the part that he's coming like a thief in the night. Right? You ain't going to see him coming.
That's
so
right.
You got to always be ready.
Ready.
So when he gets there, he said, oh, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in a lifestyle that is not pleasing unto God,
mm-hmm.
that means you were not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get left behind. Right? Okay. So we know all of that. Right, because most preachers, they preach on that. But the part that God gave me today, he said, Kathy, tell them about the homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And if the homeowner, and mind you now, watch this. He said if the homeowner knew that the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. We also know that in that instance, the thief he was talking about, which most people get, was Christ. Because he said, Christ coming like a thief in the night. You're not going to see him come. He just, bam, shows up.
That's right.
But listen to what he's saying. Tisha and Kathy, I got to make sure they treat this word like a neck bone today.
All right.
That means you got to keep digging in that neck bone until you get every bit of that meat out of the bone.
That's right.
The bread of life says you got to make sure you get every piece of meat out of this bone.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what he's saying now.
Okay.
He told Peter now, he says, wait a minute. Could you not watch with me for 1 hour?
That's right.
Just an hour. Could you not watch with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now watch how he's going to bring all this together. He says, because you do know that the spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
Yes. Absolutely.
God, I love you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He says, the title is Watch and Pray. Watch this. In the commentary, it lets us know watchfulness sees temptation coming.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer gives us the strength to withstand it. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Wow. Yes.
So while you watching and you see it coming, you praying, and prayer is giving you the strength to withstand it.
That's
when I'm driving on the highway now, I don't know why the roads is so messed up. The roads is messed up. But I'm driving on the highway, and they got all kind of ridges in the road, and I hate it. Because if you don't, you driving, you doing your 70 miles or whatever, and you going down, and then you hit one of those ridges, it kind of swerves the car back and forth. And if all the other cars are going at the pace you're going at, chances are when you hit one of those ridges and it throws you, it's going to throw you into somebody. You know how I know? Because every time I drive in the morning, I see all kind of cars on the side of the road where they done had an accident. I see all kind of dents on the wall where the color of the person's car is still on the wall because they swerve when they hit one of those dents.
Absolutely.
So I hate hitting those dents in the road. But the thing is, I told Pastor Stephen, I said, but you know, I figured it out. I'll be watching the road so I can see when, oh, my goodness, glory to God, I can see when I'm about to approach one of them ridges. So what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't put the brakes on. I let up off the gas and kind of ease on across it.
That's
because
right.
I can see I'm getting ready to hit one. Oh, my goodness. God said, when he told us to watch and pray, he was saying, you don't know when crisis comes. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He says, you won't know the hour that crisis coming. But it ought to bless you to know that he is coming.
Amen.
He said, but Kathy, this is the part that they missed, and I need you to make sure they hear you today. And I said, okay. He says, there's another thief out there. And he's come to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
So they're not watching and praying, and the thief has already came into their home and took out their valuables, took what was worth something. He says, let them know most of them have been robbed.
Yes.
And they don't even realize the thief came in, took their valuables, and left. He didn't take the things that weren't worth anything. Watch this now. He took your peace.
Mm-hmm.
He took your joy.
Yes.
He took your calmness. He took contentment. He took all the things that was worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
But because you weren't watching and praying, he was able to get in and steal all those things and leave behind the things that weren't worth anything. Like, he left fear. He left stress. He left, my goodness, he left doubt.
Hell yeah.
Yes. He left all the things that weren't worth him taking.
That's
why?
Right.
I don't need those things. I need those things to remain in the home. Because,
yes.
see, I've already took peace, and
yes.
I took joy, and
yes.
I took content. I took all the good stuff. I left fear, worry, doubt. I left those things. Why? Because those things will work against them for me.
Yes.
They will think that, oh, my goodness, glory to God. They will also think, because fear is there, doubt is there, worry is there, they will also think, I stole the love of God. Because they're not going to feel his presence. They're going to say, okay, how did all this happen to me? Where was God? So they're going to think, I stole his love.
Yes.
And God is saying, I need y'all to watch and pray. Because not only is Christ coming at an hour that you don't know, the thief is already here. Huh? And even though, you know, most people get excited because they know Christ is coming back. You know, everything is going to be good. Well, here's the thing. Christ is telling you that the thief is already here.
Yes, he is.
The thief has already been in your home.
Yes.
And the thief on a daily basis. This is the funny part. He don't come in and take everything at once. No. He comes in. He steals your joy.
Yes.
He comes back. He steals your peace. He comes back. He steals contentment. And you left with fear and worry and doubt and discontentment and unhappiness and unfaithfulness. And you don't trust it. You left with all the things that are not worth anything.
Exactly.
But here's the thing.
Wow.
God says that faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of the Lord.
Amen.
The word of the Lord says, watch and pray.
And pray.
And some people are going, I don't go to church. I don't have a church home. So how would I hear the word of God? Oh, my goodness, word of God. It also says in Romans 10:17-18, it says, but I ask thee, did they not hear? Indeed they did.
Yes.
The word has gone out into all the earth, the words, their words to the ends of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they were talking about the disciples preaching the word and how they got it out to all ends of the earth, you know, because he's got disciples everywhere. But
yes,
guess what?
Does.
He says, did they not hear the word? Indeed they did. Because it's gone out into all the world. You know what he's saying? I let it be on the radio. I let it be on TV. It's on every corner. Come on now. It's on every corner. You can't look. You look on a bus. And the bus says, Jesus loves the world.
Yeah.
You're like, I put that on the bus? So he's letting us know you are without excuse if you didn't hear it at some point or another. He said, but I'll go a step further. Because he says, faith cometh by hearing the word of the Lord. Well, here's the thing. Even if you've never been to church, you don't go to church, anything like that, I don't care who you are. Your mother, your grandmother, somebody had a Bible in your house. There was a time in your life that things were going so crazy that you, let me just read this Bible, see if God will help me. And if you, God, I love you. If you read the Bible, you heard him. Because guess what? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when you're reading, you are hearing what he's saying to all of us.
Yes.
So when you read, For Christ so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. You hear yes. him say, I love you so much I sent myself.
Yes.
You may not be able to interpret what he's saying, but you hear him to bread.
Yes, absolutely. Praise be to God.
You know how I know? You know how many people walk and they turn around and something happens, just like I did with the donut, and they go, I hear you, Lord. I hear you. He wasn't speaking. He was doing, but they heard him.
Mm-hmm.
So God says, you don't have to hear me speaking. You could see what I've done, and you've heard my voice.
Yes.
And guess what? Even if you're not in the church, think about the time when your rent was due. You
Come
didn't
on.
Have a job.
Yes.
You didn't have no friends.
Yes.
And you look back and say, oh, my goodness. Now, you don't have a relationship with God. You've never been to church, or you don't go to church or whatever. You sometimes hear it on the radio or whatever. And as soon as you get out of the trouble, you go, thank you, God. Thank you
yes.
for doing it.
Yes.
Why are you thanking God? How you know it was him? Because you saw what he did. And if you
yes.
saw what he did, you heard him say, because I still love you in and out.
Amen. Yes.
He did not come for the righteous. He came for the sinner.
Come
Can
on.
You hear what he's saying?
Woo.
And if he came for the sinner, that means while you were yet in the world, my hand was already on you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I was providing for you.
Yes,
I was watching out for you.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
Mm,
I was keeping you from hurting your own self.
Yes.
But mostly, I was loving on you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And you don't have to go to church for God to love on you.
Come on
You don't
now.
Have to be a member somewhere for God to protect you. How do I know? Ooh, let me see.
Mm-hmm.
When I was yet a sinner,
yes,
God provided, protected.
Uh-huh.
Come on, I didn't even know he was doing it. You know what I would say? Ooh, something told me don't go down that road.
Okay.
And I look down there and I see somebody got shot. Bullets ain't got no name on it.
No
this
name.
Is intended for Bobby. Don't hit Kathy. It's intended for Bobby. No.
No.
When the bullet gets released, it'll hit whoever's in viewpoint of that bullet.
Always an innocent body.
And so I'm looking and I'm going, wow, God did a lot of stuff for me.
Oh, yes, you have.
But the strange thing was, at an early age, I could hear him.
Mm-hmm.
Things were happening in my life that I couldn't embrace it because I didn't know what was going on. I was 12.
Yes.
And I would go to my mother, and the only thing my mother would say is, Catbird, you're special. God's going to use you one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, wait. First she would say, You see stuff? You hear stuff? I said, uh-huh. She said, does it scare you? I said, no. She said, that's because you're special. God's going to use you one day. The things that I saw in dreams, the things that I heard in my spirit, it didn't scare me. I was just, I don't know what I was. I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my mother walking the street, and I got to come in foreclosed. Me and my mother walking the street. And I was short at the time. And anybody that knew my mother, they probably started laughing because I'm really tall now. And so at an early age, I was short. But my mother was short. She was about 5-something. So she was short. And I was shorter at the time. And the man says to me, can you give me some change?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the man. And I look up at my mother, and I look at the man, and I'm going, why is he asking me? I'm a kid. But I looked at my mother, and I said, Mom, he wants some spare change. My mother took the change out of her purse, and she put it in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a kid. I'm shorter than both of you. Why not just give it to him?
Mm-mm. That
she
wasn't
put it in
the
my
plan.
Hand, and I looked up at the man, and I gave it to him. And to this day, I'll never stop thinking about how he smiled. He smiled so sweetly that even when I talk about it, it melts in my heart.
Yes.
I've never seen anybody smile like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2 seconds later, I looked at my mother, and she's holding my hand because back then, you know, now kids, they walk way down the street and the mother's walking. And you go, where did mother? Oh, she back there. She see him. But he way down there. What if he run in the street? I can't even get into that. But back in the day, when mothers and fathers used to walk the streets with their kids, they would hold their hands.
Absolutely.
Right? So mother was holding my hand, and I turned around, and I didn't see the guy. And I kept looking. I said, Mom, where did he go? Where's the man? My mother snatched my hand. She said, come on here, Gab, talk about some man. Just that quick, it left her spirit. Because why? It wasn't intended for her. It left her spirit. She wasn't like, where did he go? She said, come on here, Gab, stop talking about some man. And I said, what the guy? There's a man with the money. And she snatched me and dragged me like she don't even know it just happened.
Because you guys were in the spirit.
Yeah. And she came out. And I need y'all to be in the spirit now because God is saying, watch and pray.
Yes.
Watchfulness sees temptation coming, and prayer is going to give you the strength to withstand it. Here's what Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, hey, could you guys not watch with me for 1 hour?
Mm-hmm.
That means to stay alert for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And when God is saying, watch and pray, guess what he's saying? You're not the only one watching. I'm watching with you.
Yes.
I'm praying with you. Because you see what he told the disciples. He said, could you not watch with me for 1 hour?
Yes.
So you're not watching alone. I'm watching with you. Because, my goodness, glory to God. God is your bodyguard. Okay?
Wow.
He's your bodyguard. So he's watching to see what Satan has coming your way. You know why?
Because
you're the sheep.
Yeah.
And you're not watching.
Mm-hmm.
Just grazing through the pasture. Eat when you want to eat. Sleep when you want to sleep. Go where you want to go. And you're not watching out for yourself.
Absolutely.
And that's why Jesus told them, could you not watch with me?
Mm-hmm.
God is telling us today, I need y'all to watch and pray.
Yes.
I need you to stay alert.
Yes.
You don't know when Christ is coming back. You've got to be ready. But you also are not paying attention to the fact that I've already told you that the thief is already amongst you.
That's right. Yes,
and he's been in your house taking your goods.
Absolutely.
How do I know? Because I'm the one watching you cry at night because you think, oh, my check going to be short tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to pay my rent. Oh, my God, no, he didn't leave me. What am I going to do? And God is listening to you crying, and that's how he knows the thief has already been in your house taking your goods.
Yes, he has.
He took the thing that was worth taking, your joy, your peace, your happiness, your contentment. He took all of that, and he's trying to steal from you and make you think he stole God's love.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil is a liar.
Liar.
No matter what you do, God is not going to stop loving you.
Amen.
He doesn't like what you're doing.
Mm-mm.
He's disappointed in you,
mm-hmm.
but he hasn't stopped loving you. There were plenty of days I disappointed my parents. They didn't stop loving me.
We all did.
He was just disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody out there under the sound of my voice, you need to hear, you're doing some things that God is not pleased with. Yeah, you're going some places God is not pleased with. No, you're not ready if he was to come tomorrow, but he still loves you.
That's right.
He loves you enough to say, stop it. Your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak.
Yes.
Peter then said, if you die, we die. We go where you go. Yeah, because their spirit was willing to do whatever to be next to Christ. But it also says in a commentary that the apostles shown a certain readiness in their spirit when they offered to die with Christ. But the flesh, the material and lower nature, represses the higher impulse, checks the will, and prevents it from carrying out that which it was prompt to do.
Wow.
Everything your spirit wants to do, because your spirit wants to please God, because it's spirit to spirit. This flesh that we in, my goodness. It's going to make you think, oh, you too sleepy to go to church. Oh, you too weak to read the word. No. You don't want to. Oh, my goodness. So everything good that you intend to do, because your spirit really wants to do good, your flesh is keeping you from doing that. Paul said, ha, there's a war going on in my being. My spirit is willing. My spirit wants to do it, but my flesh just keeps me doing what is wrong.
Yes.
The spirit is fighting, trying to keep me to do what's right, and my flesh has me doing what's wrong. He said, there's a war in my being. God is telling every last one of us today, you have got to watch and pray.
That's right.
Watch so that you can see temptation coming and then pray so God will give you the strength to withstand it.
Yes.
Amen.
But hey,
God bless you guys.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy, for that wonderful word this evening. It just moves me.
Thank you.
And believe it or not, Pastor Kathy, that what you were saying, that the enemy is down here and he tries to take away our peace and our joy, and that is so true, because after I went through the surgery and everything, and I just felt like something just came over me. And like I was feeling sad. I wanted to cry and depressed. And I'm saying, what is wrong with you? You know? And I just started to pray, God, please, please bring back my joy. Please bring back my laughter and happiness. What happened to it? And I'm thinking that maybe it was the anesthesia, or maybe it was because my body went through trauma. And I mean, like, but I had everybody just praying for me to bring. I mean, like, I felt like I was going down, like something, you know how, like, you feel like something is pulling you down and down. That's what I was going through. And I was like, the devil is a liar. I am not going down here. I'm not claiming any of this. And then the doctor calls and say, oh, you on the borderline of diabetes. I said, no, I'm not. Your test is wrong. But I am on the borderline, because but I'm not claiming it. Absolutely. No sodas, no starch, no nothing but vegetables and whatever, fish and chicken. Got to get it back down to 5.6. Anything over 5.6, you are on the borderline of diabetes. And when I looked at those results, I was like, But I thank God everything, the surgery turned out to be absolutely a blessing, because they did find a polyp, and that it was not cancerous. So I'm okay. So God is good. All the time, God is good.
Yes, he is.
And so now I'm, you know, I'm starting to get back to myself, and then this guy came on the line tonight, and you know, he's that type of person that likes to disrupt the program, because I think one time you was preaching and he came on and he started talking about all kinds of, you know, the
book. Yeah.
And tonight he came on and he says, "I love you." I said, "I love you too." And I put him on mute and he stayed on mute.
I know that's right.
The rest of the night. Pastor told me anytime he comes on, just mute him. Because he's only on for his own game. So
yeah.
He just
you have the ability to mute anybody trying to distract.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that comes on talking nonsense, I mute them.
Mm-hmm.
I mute them right on out. But this word tonight really blessed my heart, because some of the things I didn't realize that, you know, when I'm feeling like anybody that feels unhappy or doubting and stuff like that, is that is the enemy that's trying to take it all away from you and all the joy and all that. No, you got. That's why he kept saying, watch and pray. And that's what we got to do. We have to watch and pray to make sure that he doesn't enter into our life. So thank you for that wonderful word. Pastor Stephen, do you have a word that you want to say about the message?
Okay, let me give him the phone. Because he's sitting right here.
Oh, okay.
What's your comments on the word tonight? Thank you.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
It was a wonderful word, but I'll get back to that. I just want to thank God for the woman that I'm married to, my wife. You know, these last 3 weeks, it's not been nice for me. You know, I dealing with COVID and all of these different little things, and your body getting all out of whack and out of it just gets out of work. And it really did me. It did me under, and I really want to say I appreciate my wife standing by where we stood by each other's side, but she stood more by mine throughout my whole.
Yes, you know, there's a new strain out, and it attacks your joints and your throat.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know what's going on, but you know, like Pastor kept. We got to continue to watch and pray.
Absolutely.
Because if we don't, it's so much going on now in this whole world.
Absolutely.
And God is soon to come back, and we got
Absolutely.
To be ready.
Yes,
we have
do.
To be praying. We have to be on our watch, watching to see what's going on. Because if you ain't watching, you gonna mess around. Something be then got past you, and you don't even, what was that? And
exactly.
It's be gone. But
and
I pray
that all the signs are right there.
Right, right. The signs are right there in front of you. But you know, that's the thing about the enemy. He's always trying to keep you, you know, keep you bamboozled, keep you, you know, out of the midst of it. It's not really true. It's not like that, you know. And that's how it really is, for real. And you don't know that you're so far out there until it's too late. So I bless God for Pastor Kathy and the word that she brought forth, because it's an eye-opener. Every time she preaches, it's an eye-opener. It's something that we faced it. We were the first partakers of it. So I bless God for her, and continue to keep preaching the word, Pastor Kathy.
Amen. Praise God. And we also want to thank our caller 864-266 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. And also the other guy, Mohammed, even though he just listened to it, and he didn't comment, so because he was on mute. So I guess he got tired of being on mute and he dropped the call. So
is
now
A64 still on?
No, they left.
Okay.
Yeah. So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we come into a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
God is continuously telling us how much he loves us.
Yes.
He wants us to watch and pray. He wants us to look out for the temptation that's coming out. When you watch to see it coming, you pray for strength to make it through it. And if you don't know God as your Lord and Savior right now, if you don't have a relationship with him, it is not too late. God is trying to get you to the point where you would understand he loves you no matter what. It's not his desire that any should perish. Tonight is the night. If you're under the sound of my voice, Father God, I'm a sinner. I confess of my sins, oh God. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior.
Thank you,
Jesus. All you got to do is pray that short prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge that you're a sinner. Confess that you believe he came here for your sins. And then invite him into your life.
Absolutely.
And after that, you got to pray, Lord, lead and guide me to a good household of faith that I can grow all the more into the knowledge of who you are. I thank you. I love you. I honor and adore you, God. And he's saying, I love, honor, and adore you because we are his creation.
Yes.
Of course he loves us. There's nothing we've done, doing, is going to stop him from loving us.
Amen.
Don't think that what you're doing right now is so much fun that you can't give your life to Christ. Tomorrow is not promised. Do it today while you still have a chance.
That's right.
In the midst of it all, just know that he still loves us. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you. Thank you for the way that you keep reminding us you're there watching with us. You're there praying with us. As Jesus told Peter, I prayed for you. You're praying for us that our strength won't fail us. So we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, doing, and are going to do. We love you. Thank you for Evangelist Hilda's report. Oh my goodness, how you have blessed her. You have blessed her, oh God, with divine healing in her body and in her spirit, that she's not feeling, oh, what is going on in my life? Thank you, God, for healing her in her spirit, that all that negativity got drawn out. Yes, fear was there because of the surgery. But thank you, God, it did not take up residence.
Amen.
As quick as it came, she cast down every thought that was so easily to reset her. But thank you, God, that you healed her inner spirit and she's not feeling down and drained. And
thank you
for loving on her enough. And for the visitation with her daughter the other day and her son.
Yes.
Thank you for what you're doing with family, bringing them back together. Restoring friendship, oh God. Thank you. You have been so good to us.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you. We honor and adore you. Father God, as we get off this line, we're never, ever out of your presence. We pray that you will continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go.
Yes.
But more importantly, now you have given us an awareness. Continue to watch. Continue to pray.
Yes,
the thief is already amongst you. So
yes.
We know that the thief here is an imitator of the one that's coming like a thief in the night. He's not the thief. He's coming like a thief in the night. So you don't know when, but you've got to be ready. So we thank you for that, God. Thank you for everything you've done, doing, and are going to do. Bless your people tonight and every night and every day. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy and Pastor Stephen. Thank you so, so much.
God bless you. Love you.
Have
a good night.
You too. Enjoy your weekend. And on that note, We are out till tomorrow. Praise God.